2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and DeGenevieve, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's time.
Let the rap battle begin.
For the rap battle. Now, something you don't know about me, David, is that I happen to like rap music. Like, I like Nicki Minaj. Who doesn't love a good rap song?
Since this is a rap battle, I'll tell you who my favorite.
Ooh.
The Beastie Boys.
You gotta fight for your rap.
They've got a little competition from Republican candidate in District 12, Linda Paulson. That's right. She's making national headlines over her rap skills.
Yep,
she is. Let's listen.
District 12, listen up right here. There's a new name on the ballot for the Senate this year. My name is Linda Paulson, Republican and awesome. Love God and family and the Constitution. I tried to get another conservative to run. Nobody could do it, so I'm getting it done. I'm pro-religious freedom, pro-life, pro-police, the right to bear arms and the right to free speech. I want less government.
Okay, I think we get the feel for her rap stylings. I don't know how you would compare that.
Yeah, let me just remind you, right?
And support traditional family.
It just as the goes on for about a minute. All right, now this is the kind of rap I happen to like.
Well, if she had a better producer, maybe it would sound Nicki Minaj-esque.
She is getting national attention. She could not buy advertising, I'm sure, with the amount of campaign funds she's managed to raise, like the advertising, the free advertising she got from Stephen Colbert, the comedian.
There is a lot to unpack there. First of all, hey, Linda, as a female adult, do you know what a rhyme is? Traditionally, that's a fairly important part of the whole rapping thing. According to her website, she's got 5 girls and 4 boys, plus 35 grandchildren and 14 greats. 49 grand and great grandchildren, and none of them know GarageBand?
First of all, I love it. Now, it's terrible. Don't get me wrong, but I love it. You will never forget this rapping grandmother.
She's running for the Senate seat, now held by Karen Main. And Karen Main had this response, and it took a much more serious tone.
As you all know, I have deep roots in this community. I take my job representing you, our community, very seriously.
Lindsay Ayres, you cover politics here at KSL News Radio. What are people saying about this?
Well, first of all, you're right that this video from Linda Paulson has got national attention, right? So she couldn't pay for this type of advertising that she's getting, even from us right now, because we're talking about
Correct.
It.
Right.
So in that regard, it was successful. But Karen Main's video came out in the last day or so. And like you said, it takes a much more serious tone. It is not funny. In fact, she put up a line, "I don't rap, I legislate." And that was her so-called mic drop moment, where she just wanted to make sure that people knew that she was running as well, because obviously this video has gotten so much attention.
When I hear it, I mean, obviously, it's not taking itself too seriously, right? This isn't like a serious message. And if you are trying to unseat an incumbent, and Karen Main is a power player on
the
Hill.
She's the Senate Minority Leader.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to upset somebody, you've got to do something. You've got to do something that's memorable, that gets your name out there, whether it's a high production value or, you know, the fact is, everyone's talking about this person that we probably never would have talked about had she not made a terrible rap video.
No, it's true. And the rapping is obviously terrible. It can just be laughed at. But the content of the video, too, I think some are taking issue with, too, where she calls families traditional. That sort of sends a message that it's not as LGBTQ friendly as it could be, right? Which doesn't necessarily mean she meant it that way, but some are taking issue with the fact that she talked about how kids in schools are being, you know, whatever the word you want to use is. Just those kind of messages are, I think, things that are rubbing some people the wrong way.
Have you had a chance to speak to either one of them?
No, I haven't spoken to either of these candidates.
We reached out to both of them and invited them on the show. And I think at this point we still don't. At some point, hopefully we'll get them on, but we haven't been managed to kind of hook up and get that scheduled.
Yeah, and I haven't spoken to either candidate as well. But it was just interesting to me that, you know, this video from Linda Paulson has garnered so much attention nationwide that Karen Main was likely like, I got to do something. So
I've got to respond.
Yeah,
I've got to respond.
And she addressed it directly by saying, I don't rap, I legislate, right? So she acknowledged that there was the rap video, and then her video was saying, no, look, I'm the sitting lawmaker here. Here's what I support. Here's what I value. She says, you know me, you know my heart, you know what I stand for. So she's just kind of reiterating her message there.
It's kind of hard when there's a stunt, right? And this rap video is obviously a stunt. You know, that's not meant to be disparaging in any way. But there was content. She did, in this rap, talk about the things she stood for, the things she believed in. And I think I walked away having a pretty clear idea who she was as a candidate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's fair. A lot of it addressed her policies, which is entirely fair. That's what you want to know about your candidate, right? I think some of the message that rubbed some people the wrong way was just, you know, the tone that it took against being inclusive.
Yeah, let's listen one more time to what Dave heard. Maybe I missed it.
Well, it was sort of at the end.
Hey, Utah yeah. District 12, listen up right here. There's a new name on the ballot for the Senate this year. My name is Linda Paulson, Republican and awesome. Love God and family and the Constitution. I tried to get another conservative to run. Nobody could do it, so I'm getting it done. I'm pro-religious freedom, pro-life, pro-police. The right to bear arms and the right to free speech. I want less government control and regulation. Want to stop and expose all political corruption. Where's integrity, morality, accountability? Government programs should lead to self-sufficiency and support traditional family as the fundamental unit of society. But in schools, they're pushing for new beliefs. And just to clarify, as a female adult, I know what a woman is.
There you have it. The entire rapping video from candidate for District 12, Linda Paulson, vying to unseat longtime state senator Karen Main. Karen Main responding to it, and I did see her tweet. She said, I don't rap, I legislate. I know you're going to keep a close eye on that race. Lindsay, thanks for joining us.
Dave and Dujanovic.
You can catch info anywhere.
But KSL News Radio is a dependable source.
We invite you to join us weekdays between 5 and 9.
Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
Utah's morning companions for news.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.